pounds.
Okay, and so if you were just going to talk about that, then you'd say you went to the store to buy two
pounds of flour.
Okay. What do they put in it in bread to make it rise?
Yeast.
Okay. What are the two parts of an egg?
The yolk and the white, I guess.
Which is which?
The yolk is yellow and the white is white.
Okay. If you cook them in hot water, then you've got hard boiled
eggs.
Okay. And if you crack them and just let them fall out of the shell into hot water, you know, sometimes it goes around like that, then how would you say they're thick? I had it for breakfast that way. Sometimes it kind of tastes about the same as frying it, except it's...
Scrambled?
No, like you break the egg and just drop it into water, and you don't let it sit there very long, you spoon it out pretty
much. I don't know that.
Okay. What would you call salt or sugar-cured meat that you might boil with greens?
Sure. I don't know that one.
Okay. That's right. It all comes out of the tape. When you cut down the side of a hog, what do you call that? That piece that you cut off?
I don't know.
Okay. What's the kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs?
Bacon.
Okay. And what do you call the outside edge of bacon that you cut off? Well, you really don't have to do that anymore, but it used to be, I think, you'd have to cut it off. It's kind of a harder piece. Okay. What do you call the kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain?
Hot links.
Okay. Any other name just for that?
No.
Generic kind of meat.
Sausage.
Okay. What do you call a person who slaughters and cuts up meat?
Butcher.
Okay. If meat's been kept too long, you'd say that the meat has...
kept too long?
Yeah.
Spoiled?
Okay. After you butcher a hog, what would you make with the meat from its head?
I don't know that one.
Okay. What would you call a dish that you'd make by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Don't know.
You can love the next one. You ever heard of anything made out of hog blood?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of somebody taking like the juice of the meat from the head or liver sausage or something like that and stirring up with cornmeal and hog meat and cooking it, and then later they, if it gets cold, they slice it and fry it?
No.
Okay. Suppose you kept some butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you call the taste, or how would you describe the butter?
Sour.
Okay. Real thick sour milk that people used to keep on hand, you know, intentionally, is what would you call that?
I don't know.
Okay. There's this stuff that they make out of that thick sour milk, whatever. You know, it's white and lumpy, and you can buy it in a grocery store. And
cottage cheese?
Okay. Do you ever hear it called anything else?
No.
Okay. If you work on a dairy farm, to get the impurity out of milk, like if you just milk the cow or something, sometimes they pour it through a fine cloth, and then you say you have to what the milk?
Separate.
Well, okay, now I think it's a different process. This is not like to get...
Oh, this is to purify it.
Yeah, this is just to get like...
I don't know that.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, what do you call something that's kind of a fruit pie that has like several layers of like